All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want.
Hello.
Hi.
We sound almost back to normal.
Almost.
My voice is back.
Well, this will be a fairly normal episode in that regard.
It will be a fairly normal episode.
My voice has healed.
Excellent.
So now I'm wondering if I'm getting sick.
I'm still cracking a little bit here and there.
Right.
So I don't know if it's because I'm getting sick or because I'm just not fully healed.
Mostly when I sing the high parts.
Okay, well, stop singing the high parts, and then you don't have to worry about it.
You know, someone has to sing the high parts, sir.
Someone does have to do that.
That should be the name of my autobiography.
Someone has to
sing the high parts.
It's you just grabbing your...
My what?
Your bits
my
and pieces?
My explicit tag?
Yes. Hey, we have the explicit tag. Listeners, beware.
That's right.
We will occasionally say a dirty word.
That's right. We will use language that you learned in the third grade.
That's right.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. We're going to use the same language South Park uses after 10 p.m.
Exactly.
So
saucy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it.
Anyhow.
South Park last week.
I didn't see South Park last week.
It was a Butters episode, which you would hope right away makes it an awesome episode.
But it not so much.
It was kind of a weaker episode, I have to say.
Can I just say
tonight looks really awesome.
It's time for a South Park movie. A new South Park movie.
Uh-huh.
Another South Park movie.
Right.
And the focus of the movie should 100% absolutely just be Mysterion, the Coon, and the rest of the gang.
Yeah, it would never happen.
The superhero hype is so big right now.
I know. And I think that...
Even if they did it as a made-for-TV movie, a one-hour special or a two-hour special,
right.
The ratings would be huge.
I know. And tonight is kind of symptomatic of... Tonight's episode, I think, is going to be symptomatic of why they're kind of getting away from it. Because it's a Halloween episode of South Park tonight.
Right.
But they're dressed as the Avengers.
Oh...
So it's kind of like, oh, guys,
really?
Come on, really?
That's throwing in the towel.
You know, and not only that, but as we've all said, and everybody we've talked to about this has said, every one of us would read a Coon and Friends comic book.
Oh, absolutely. Any of them. Yeah, absolutely.
Mysterion comic book.
Absolutely.
Anybody. We would all read them.
I'm surprised. Has no one ever put out a South Park comic book?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
That's weird. You would think like... With the success of the Simpsons books, right, through Boingo or whatever, you would think like at some point in time someone would solicit. Maybe they don't want them to do it. Maybe someone offered and they just don't want them to do
it. That's possible because they're really timely. Their stuff is really timely right. and very poignant. And so to do, I mean, if they just did one focusing on their superhero alter ego,
that's when it would work.
That's when it would work.
It would absolutely work.
Yeah.
With like, they could pepper in like little bits of stuff outside of yeah. the superhero alter egos. It'd be kind of like Knights at the Dinner Table.
Kind of.
But with them.
Yeah, kind of.
The South Park heroes.
Well, we should say that this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 266.
That's correct.
Whew.
Hip hip huzzah.
I lost it right before I gave the number. I was like, oh no.
I saw the blank look on your face. Oh, that moment no. of panic.
What's happening? And we're calling it Trick or Treat. Now, right. why are we doing that? Because we just may have a treat for all of our listeners by the end of the episode.
You know, we do that from time to
yes,
time.
Yes, we do.
Treats.
And speaking of treats, you can be part of Big Kev's Geek Stuff by calling us on the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you can leave us a message over there, comment about anything that we're talking about, or if you have a question you'd like us to answer, or just make a snide remark.
Right.
That would be the place to do that.
Awesome.
Yes. And let's get going, OG.
Geek stuff. All right. What's in the news?
Be a little self-indulgent to open up the news tonight.
Oh, boy.
Arrow got picked up for its back 9 episodes. Huzzah.
So I didn't see it.
The first two?
Yeah.
The first one was really not very good. It suffered all of the symptoms of what I'm calling a typical American pilot.
Okay.
And by that I mean...
It was drunk?
No, it had... Yeah. Oh, whew.
What?
Water landing in the Hudson because of some geese. No, it had that really like overdramatic...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you just make fun of Captain Sully Sullenberger?
I did.
That man is a hero, sir.
Sure is.
You should not be making fun
not
of
not to
heroes.
Them geese's nut.
Wow. I know you're on the geese's side here. Geese advocate, OG. Oh, geese.
That's right. That's what the G stands for. You didn't know that?
Oh, geese.
It suffered that really dramatic narration.
Oh,
in
okay.
the first part, you know, like a lot yeah. of pilots do. And that's uh-huh. something that you see a lot.
Sure.
The second episode picked up the pace a little bit. Now, the second episode, it felt like it was trying to decide whether or not it was supposed to be a brooding uh-huh. appeal to the female audience.
Right.
Or a just kind of action show, because he killed a lot of people in the second episode.
Really?
Put a lot of arrows through a lot of people.
Wow.
So it was intriguing enough for me to at least watch the third episode. Now, remember, for those of you, a couple of people are like, of course you like it. You're an arrow fan. No, no, no. Because I really thought I was going to hate it. I wanted to hate it. I wanted it to be bad.
Oh, yeah.
So for me to like it is really kind of.
OG really, really was dying to get his hate on for this.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't entirely hate it.
Especially,
I don't love it yet.
Especially since the Green Arrow incarnation of Smallville. Was so effing lame.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So you can only imagine what sort of expectations OG and other Green Arrow fans had of this program.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that it's without issues. It clearly has issues. But it's not terrible. And I think the third episode, which is tonight, actually, the night we're recording this, I think Deadshot appears in tonight's episode.
Oh, is that right?
So that'll be interesting to see how they incorporate... a well-known villain.
We've seen a little more of Little Sister Speedy.
She was a little cranky in the last episode. And by cranky, I don't mean using crank. I just mean cranky.
Gotcha.
So
are they on demand? Do you think?
They are no, because it's CW.
Oh, so
and CW is a cockbag about that.
Oh, really?
Now I know they are. I know they're bad with Cablevision, Comcast, and Dish. I don't know how they are with Fios.
Okay, I have Fios.
But they are on Hulu. You can get them on Hulu. And
that's Hulu you got to pay for, don't you?
No. It's the free Hulu. It's not Hulu Plus. It's just Hulu.
Free Hulu.
Free Hulu.
Gotcha.
Is that like Free Sulu?
Free Sulu. Oh, my.
Moving forward.
I remember the first time I saw the stars.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
The movie that was, but wasn't, but then maybe was, but then maybe wasn't.
Uh-huh.
So
was again?
Well, it was because Michael Fassbender, if you remember a while back, said that he had a lot of interest in this.
Yeah.
Not only playing the lead,
right.
but working behind the scenes, producing, yeah, sure. et cetera. So now everybody is interested in
it. Oh, sure.
And so now it's like, well, Fassbender's interested in it. So now.
Hell, I want to be in it now. Yeah.
So now Fox and New Regency are currently looking to fast track and green light an Assassin's Creed flick now starring that, Michael Fassbender.
I hope it's based on the third one because apparently that game is awesome. They came out. Did it come out today?
I don't know.
It might tomorrow have. Or it's. I know it's like right around now ish.
My problem with Assassin's Creed is that I played the first one and I was pretty good at the first one.
Not really a sandbox game. The first one, right? Wasn't it a kind of.
No, it was pretty
pretty open.
Yeah, it was pretty open.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it had a storyline, but you could do a lot of just roaming
running around
and
doing killing.
Shit. Not like side mission stuff, at least not that I recall, but there was lots to do.
Was it like Red Dead in that regard or GTA?
No, I think Red Dead and GTA are way more open.
Oh, okay.
Are way more open.
That's what I'm looking for.
But it's not quite as Halo.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like maybe somewhere in between.
Gotcha.
So the first game I liked, I was decent at it. I made it pretty far. I didn't clear it mostly because I just got bored. And that just because I get bored with games. The second one I tried to play. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't play the second one at all.
Right.
I tried to play the third one, which was like 2.5.
Wasn't that the one where you got like a bunch of followers?
Right, the Brotherhood one.
Brotherhood, yeah.
The game is so not friendly to non-gamers. The controls are so ridiculous.
Really?
And I was just really rusty. And I was just like, fuck this. And I think I sold it. So,
wow.
So I sold it back. Anyway.
I do want to play those. I've never played any of them.
That all being said, I love the concept of the game. Yeah. I like the sci-fi element of it. Right. I like the period aspect of it as well.
The new one looks amazing.
So
the American Revolution.
Yeah.
One.
I think that if it's treated well,
artwork by Alex Ross,
Fassbender is really interested and sticks with it. Mm-hmm. It could be a really interesting film series.
Could be.
I would be more interested in it as a film series than I think
as a video
game series. Mm. But
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Captain America
ended.
The Winter Soldier.
Oh yeah, is it called The Winter Soldier?
The second film.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Aha.
Crossbones. Now, I'm not familiar with Crossbones mostly because I'm not a Cap.
Yeah, and Crossbones is going to be in it also.
He is going to be in it.
So,
speak to me. Who is Crossbones?
He's a Captain America villain.
He's a villain, right?
Yeah.
All right. So apparently they're eyeballing someone you've never heard of to play the character of Crossbones. Frank Grillo. Do you know who this is?
The name is really familiar. You're going to tell me who he is in a second.
Yeah, I looked up his IMDb today and didn't really know him from much of anything.
Why don't you show me? Do you got a picture?
Hold on. I'll pull that up in a second. He was in The Gray.
Okay.
He was in Warrior.
Okay. So he's a young guy.
He was in the TV series The Gates in 2010, which wasn't that like a horror sci-fi kind of show? Edge of Darkness and then a bunch of shit you've never heard of.
Okay.
So
let's see a pic.
He looks familiar. I'll give you that. I'll give you that he looks familiar. Can you see that for me? Maybe.
Yeah, he looks familiar, but...
But I don't know who he is.
Okay.
So, he's apparently being tagged, possibly, to
as
play
Crossbones. He looks kind of small.
Captain America 2, the movie with too many characters. Falcon, Cap, Bucky,
well,
Crossbones.
Don't forget, these can be,
all very small roles.
And come and go, so...
I know.
Really, the Winter Soldier, you say... Who called that one the day Captain America opened?
Yeah. Since we're talking about Marvel films, we'll stick with it.
Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3, the trailer.
Yes, let's talk about that
trailer. A lot of shit gets blowed up.
That's
true.
Everything
gets blowed up.
That's true.
The house is the best part, though.
Yeah, yeah. And all the armor.
And all the armor.
Which is really interesting also. And then, so they have the Mandarin.
Right.
Is the villain, and they showed him.
He looks all right.
He looks okay, yeah.
Ben Kingsley, I'm sure, will do a fine job.
Don't have any issues with the Mandarin. Now, I don't know what you saw.
Right.
But I saw the Patriot armor.
Right, but it is not the Iron Patriot.
Okay.
That is War Machine.
War Machine.
Painted.
Done up.
Correct.
Patriot style. Okay.
Correct.
So, just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah.
So, I saw that. I also saw the Extremis armor.
Looks pretty decent. Look, conceptually, everything looks great.
Yep.
So
I saw Stressed Out Pepper Potts.
Saw Stressed Out Pepper Potts.
Let's hope this is the movie she dies in.
Saw Stressed Out Tony Stark.
Yep. All good. All good stuff. So where do my problems begin?
I was going to say, because I don't have any real issues based on that trailer.
The line, everything changed since New York.
Okay.
Okay. So that is a reference to the Avengers movie.
Presumably.
Presumably. What else happened in New York?
I don't know. There Stark headquarters is in New York, so right. It could be... I'm
assuming it's the Avengers movie. So all this stuff's happening. All his stuff's being blown up.
He doesn't call anybody.
Where is everybody else?
Yeah. Okay. I've heard a couple people say that already.
And what?
And I have no legitimate.
That's it. And what do you think's going to happen in the Cat movie?
Bunch of bad shit.
Where is everybody else? Yeah. Where's my buddy Thor?
Right. I understand.
Where is my friend the Hulk?
Well, all right. So this is what I have to say. This is my response.
Where's Coulson?
I thought about on the Shield show. This is my response to that, and I've thought about this. Right. That's comic books for you.
We're not doing comic books,
but we're doing a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Okay. But so what I'm saying is,
you have a team,
right? But they've set this up.
Yeah.
Doing individual films.
Okay.
They've set up the precedent of individual issues. Just like comics have individual books. Well. And then there are team up books.
Right. Okay.
Well, right. So.
Are you about to get into an argument with me about Marvel continuity?
No, it has nothing to do with continuity.
Because that would be the rest of the show.
My point is that these people fight standalone issues constantly. And then occasionally get together to fight other issues.
Okay.
So that's my whole point. I'm going to wait and see what happens. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I want to wait and see.
Okay.
Let's move on to Wolverine, which is a Marvel movie, but not really.
It's still a Marvel movie.
I know.
What it isn't is First Class 2.
Guess who's going to have a cameo in Wolverine?
Who?
Guess.
Michael Fassbender.
No.
The man who should have been Bilbo.
Bumpkey Johnson.
Oh, really?
Jean Grey. But we don't know how or why. Just that
flashback.
Either that or they're figuring out a way
to bring her back.
To bring her back to bridge that whole X-Men 4, First Class 2, Days of Future Past storyline.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's a cameo. Listen, most of the movie was shot and then she showed up on set to shoot something. So maybe it's like an end credit teaser.
No, I think it's the Phoenix appears to Wolverine.
Maybe as an end credit teaser. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm still excited to see a Wolverine movie. You know, sure. No problem. What's now? Didn't we talk about this the other day? Isn't this his sixth film as Wolverine?
X-Men 1,
X-Men 2, X-Men 3.
First Class.
Wolverine 1.
Right. First Class.
First Class. And Wolverine 2 would be his sixth film.
Movie.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's got a long hit. It looks like he's not done.
Yeah, it looks like he's busy.
He's not done with them.
And then
he doesn't want to be done with them. We should say that.
He's also playing Wolverine in the Les Miserables movie.
Right, I saw that.
And he's also playing Wolverine in some other movie as well.
Wolverine is a French prisoner. Yeah. Anyway. Silly boys. All right. So do we want to talk about some comic related news?
Whatever you want, OG.
Toy related news?
Whatever you want, OG.
All right. Let's go with the Four Horsemen then.
Okay. We should say a hearty hello to the Four Horsemen.
Of course.
We know they listen to the show.
Sure.
Well, one of them.
At least one of them. Hopefully more of them. So the Four Horsemen, and this has been talked about and teased for quite some time. Maddie Collector.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and get through it because then I just remembered a whole bunch of Maddie Collector things that I want to talk about.
Do you want to do yours first?
No.
Maddie Collector, Four Horsemen, they do the Masters of the Universe line.
Yes.
Teased in some capacity for quite some time is, well, what if they did a Castle Grayskull?
Already went up for sale, didn't it?
It did, but sort of.
Okay.
It's a pre-order sale and they have to reach a certain point before they'll consider producing it.
Right.
And then they have like a stretch goal of like, if it reaches a certain point, they'll make it. If it reaches a second point, they'll make it.
With an accessory.
By a certain point in time. Like it's like it'll get fast tracked or something like that.
Right.
The pre-order price is $250.
Ooh.
It's huge. The mock-up that they have.
Right.
That there's a mock-up and I'll show the picture of it. Okay. And the picture, there are schematic mock-ups and then there's a foam mock-up that, what's that Maddie Collector guy? Nietzsche. Yeah. What's that guy?
Nietzsche Lich. Scott. Scott.
Yeah.
Nietzsche.
So he has a foam mock-up of it next to the old Grayskull.
That guy is always cross with me whenever I meet him.
Which I don't understand.
I just don't know why. Because
we normally speak pretty highly of Matt Collector.
We're so pro Mattel
in most aspects.
And I don't get it.
Like, although I have one.
I tried to talk to him at New York Comic Con, and he was like, I was like, hey, Scott, what's up? You know, but and I was trying to ask him. He's like, yeah, what? Yeah, what?
I have some anti-Mattel stuff tonight, but we'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get there.
That's good. To bring that anti-Mattel stuff out right when we're saying how much pro-Mattel we are.
It's only one thing, and it's kind of silly, and it's maybe not anti so much. Okay.
Let's get through it.
So anyway, the Horsemen have now actually put out a plea as well to, to encourage people to buy.
They must have a cut.
And pledge. Of course, they have a cut. It's their work. They don't get to make it if it doesn't get made. So I am encouraging you, if you are a Masters of the Universe collector, to at least check out, and I will post the link.
Right.
To at least check out it. Look, if you were a collector and you've been buying these all along, you would be remiss to not.
Where is their Maddie Starter website?
What do you mean?
Like Kickstarter.
Oh, Kickstarter.
Maddie Starter.
This is their Maddie Starter website.
See what I did there? I took Maddie Collector.
No, I did, but it was just really weak. So I combined them.
Weak. There was gold, comedy gold.
So this is their form of that. So anyway, I'm going to encourage you. I'll post the link. Check it out. Yada, yada, et cetera.
All right.
And go.
Oh, my thing?
Yeah.
So which do you want first? My grave disappointment or my bone to pick with...
Just go.
Corn Boy.
Oh, no. We already talked a little bit about your bone, I think.
Did I?
Yeah. I think last week we glossed it. Yeah.
I should... I'm just still furious about it. So anyway... My latest one.
Uh huh.
So as you know, I've been collecting.
You missed Black Lion, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. So let's talk about why I missed it. Because it sold out in 18 seconds.
That's no surprise.
No, it is a surprise because the other lions didn't even sell out the first day.
I understand, but it's Black Lion.
So what if it's Black Lion? If you don't have the other lions.
But this is what I'm saying. Let's say you're a Voltron fan, but you don't want all the lions. If you wanted one piece in your collection as a representation, that wouldn't be a bad piece.
I think if I wanted one piece in my collection as a representation, it would be Voltron, of which you need five lions to create.
Did they make less of the Black Lion?
No.
Will there be a re-release of the Black Lion?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Because in the past, they've re-released stuff.
They have not re-released any of the Voltron stuff.
Maybe not yet.
Okay, I don't think they will.
Okay.
Now, that said, here's my bigger problem. I actually did miss one. Previously, I don't remember which one it was.
Wasn't it Pidge?
It might have been Pidge. Yeah.
Green Line,
but it was like 55. The retail is like $55. Black Line was like $65.
Right.
Do you know what they're selling for on eBay?
Got to be $200.
$200.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
$200. I didn't pay that much for Pidge. I paid like $85 for Pidge. I went on eBay looking for Black Line. $200, $250. I'm like.
Well,
what the screw?
Reach out to somebody, but there's a chance they might re-release them.
There is no chance.
They've re-released stuff in the past.
No chance they're going to re-release them.
All right.
No chance.
My Mattel thing?
Yeah.
Have you seen Batman, Halloween Batman? The Target exclusive.
Oh, no, but...
It's in the Halloween aisle.
Was Cornboy telling me about this?
Or George may have been telling you about
it. Or maybe it was George.
Because they just talked about it on the latest Toy Break. George, of course, from October to October. So it's a Batman figure... But his costume is black and orange. It looks like a Batman Beyond figure.
Right.
The symbol on the chest is Batman Beyond, I think.
Uh-huh.
And the packaging, the blister on the package is just an orange pumpkin. That's it.
And what series is? It's not the movie series.
No, it's smaller scale. I don't know what series that is.
No, the smaller scale stuff is the movie stuff.
It's
a Walmart exclusive?
No, it's a Target exclusive. And it's in the Halloween aisle, not in the regular aisle.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know how much it is, but...
Too much.
$5, I think. Something like that. $7, maybe. It's just silly.
Okay.
That's all.
That's your Mattel thing?
That's my Mattel thing.
Okay. What else you got?
I have other toy things, and then I have other comic things.
Sure.
Toy things?
Whatever.
I'm going to bitch about toys, too.
Wow.
You know. Wow. And I'm going to bitch.
Ending and why?
And I'm going to bitch about Lego, which I don't want to do.
Uh-oh.
So Lego has now announced Star Wars Planets, right? Series 3 and 4.
Right.
Which is great. I love this line. Huge fan. Have them all so far.
Do you?
I do.
I don't have them all.
Listen to the lineup. Kamino is the planet. Jedi Starfighter is the vehicle. And R4-P17, which is Obi-Wan's astromech droid
right.
in his Starfighter. That's a pretty good set.
Okay.
Coruscant, also Pretty Good Planet, Clone Trooper is the piece, Rebel, Republic Assault Ship. It's a pretty good set.
Okay.
Hoth with a snowspeeder pilot and a snowspeeder. That's a pretty good set.
Where is this going?
Alderaan. Oh, we're getting to it. Alderaan, which I think is funny, but awesome. The Tantive IV, which is Leia's ship. That's great. And it comes with a Rebel Trooper.
Okay.
Totally down with that.
Where's your problem?
An asteroid field, which is a totally black planet with gray dots on it. Comes with a TIE bomber and a TIE pilot.
Okay.
The bomber and the pilot are cool. And Planet Endor. And I say that specifically. Planet Endor. With a B-wing and a B-wing pilot. The B-wing looks great. The pilot looks great. Let's go back to the asteroid field. What the fuck? Really?
The planet of Endor.
Okay. So they've already released Endor.
Right.
But apparently...
That's the moon.
It's the moon Endor, not the planet Endor.
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay. And then asteroid field. Where the fuck are the other planets? I mean, seriously, before you did Planet Endor, where's Kashyyyk? Where's Mustafar?
I'm sure they're coming.
And the asteroid field? So here's your opportunity. Asteroid field, right? You have an opportunity now to give us something really cool. So maybe break away from the vehicle and the asteroid field and give us some sort of like space slug. At least make it fun. Or I don't know, maybe give us the Millennium Falcon. That would seem appropriate somehow. Really? A black dot, a black sphere with gray dots.
Gray dots.
Really? Really, Lego?
Wow.
You have so many other planets you could choose from. I was trying to think of some of the other planets from the game. What was the planet? I want to say it was an extremely hostile planet. And I think it's the planet where you would meet Solo. I'm going back to Galaxies.
Where is he from?
I don't remember.
Corellia.
Is that it? It was Corellia. It was a C. It definitely started with a C.
I think it's Corellia.
Where's that planet?
I don't know.
Again, where's Mustafar? Where's Kashyyyk? Where's Dagobah?
Where's
Asteroid field?
Moena's a town, right? So
yes, Moena was on Naboo.
Naboo, okay. Three people just got that joke.
Namita was a Moena, great town. Awesome cantina, some great spawn spots. Feck off cup.
The sheriff of Moena.
It just, I don't know. It kind of seems like they're just shit. It's a great line, but really? Another Endor and an asteroid field? With so many other options. No,
not another Endor. The planet Endor.
The visual was for you. The sound effect was for everybody else. All right. Let's get into comics.
Okay.
Being touted as the most wanted, anticipated hardcover release this year. Marvel Comics, Avengers versus X-Men.
Oh, is it?
The only part of this that I find interesting.
Is nothing.
Is the forward that's being written by CM Punk. They got CM Punk to write a
forward. Wow. Professional wrestler CM Punk.
There is no better person who understands the theatrical nuances of a good rivalry than WWE champion CM Punk, said Axel Alonso. We couldn't be happier to have him to share his praise of our biggest event yet with his fans and ours. To say I'm flattered to write the intro for the biggest comic book crossover ever.
Ever.
Would be, well, it wouldn't be me, said WWE champion CM Punk.
Ever. Not Heroes Reborn.
Yeah, not Heroes Reborn. Not Infinity Crisis.
Not Mutinous. The Mutant Massacre. That wasn't big.
This one. Don't get me wrong.
Civil War.
Yeah.
Civil War, not a big crossover. Also a shitty one, but.
Avengers versus X-Men is the most snored about crossover. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ever. It had a lot of steam going into it because Marvel pumped it up, but I didn't hear a single.
Not a peep.
I may not love Marvel, but I read some Marvel books.
Yeah.
I'm kind of softening up a little bit, right? I'm going to check out Marvel now. I'm down. But Avengers versus X-Men, I'm sorry, was a flop. It was a colossal stinko.
A smear on the diaper of Marvel Comics.
I mean, even if you enjoyed it in some capacity, touting it the way that they're touting it is just a bunch of hogwash.
Just promotion.
And hullabaloo. All right, one last thing before we take a break. We've been going too long already. Masks is Dynamite's biggest crossover of the year.
Yeah, that's probably true for Dynamite.
So, Masks. This is all of those characters that I don't read.
But all the ones I do.
Mashed into a crossover.
Yeah, it's Shadow, Green Hornet, Kato,
and the spider. Now, I did not read.
What about Zorro and the Lone Ranger?
Now, okay. So now in the original release that I read, uh-huh. I didn't read Zorro. I'm right.
I'm looking at it right here.
Zorro, Miss Fury, the Black Bat.
Uh-huh. Black Terror, Green Llama.
Green Llama. Yeah, I mean, they're all
Zorro. I got it right here. Shadow Spider, Green Hornet, Kato, Zorro, Black Bat, Miss Fury, Green Llama, Black Terror, and more.
Yeah.
I thought Lone Ranger was in here somehow, but I guess not.
So, anyway.
We know the artist of this book.
Who's the artist?
Dennis Calero.
Written by Chris Robertson.
Uh-huh.
Dennis Calero.
We know Dennis.
We do know Dennis.
Very well, as a matter of fact. I saw him in New York Comic Con. He's very excited about this book.
All right.
And Alex Ross is actually painting the entirety of the first issue.
Okay, right. So speaking of Alex Ross.
Yes.
Midtown Comics is going to have an exclusive cover.
Yeah.
Right? Which is awesome. In addition to that cover, they're running a sale, a promotion, mm-hmm. if you were. For $700, you can get a hand-drawn cover by Jay Lee or hand-painted original cover by Alex Ross. You get to choose the character.
Who is picking Jay Lee in this scenario?
I don't know. I mean,
who's picking Jay?
Don't get me wrong. His art is pretty nice.
Now we talked about this right before the show, which is why I'm biting my tongue as you get it out.
Right.
And you showed some examples.
I showed some examples of the Alex Ross
stuff. Now, it's basically a headshot of any character you want, but it's fully colored and realized. It's not like a sketch. In other words, one of my prized possessions, OG, as you know, is my Alex Ross sketch of Superman that I have, right? We've talked about this on the show.
Right.
One of my prized possessions. This is better than that.
It, which is awesome. Well, yeah. Color and whatnot.
Yeah.
The Jay Lee stuff is okay, but I would pick
Alex. Who is picking Jay Lee?
If I had the $700 to spend.
If I had 700 bills to drop on an Alex Ross painting, you can bet your ass I would be doing this.
So
who would I pick? That's a toughie. That's a real toughie. So actually, if you'd like to contribute to our Kickstarter program, which will help us get one of these fine Alex Ross covers.
Right.
For the show. There's no way to make that work.
No. So, we have a couple prizes to give away over the next couple weeks.
We do.
So I'm thinking that let's give away a piece by Dickie Page.
Okay?
And in order to win,
did you
this
see that
piece,
shirt I got Dickie Page at the con?
I did see that.
Show
shirt.
Dick some respect.
And we're going to be talking about Dickie Page more later on in this episode. I'll save that for product. But for now, let's say,
yes.
how about you, we're going to make this a Twitter contest.
Okay.
And you're going to tell us who you would pick, Alex Ross or Jay Lee, which character you would pick. We'll pick a winner at random and we'll give you an exclusive piece by Dickie Page.
And I'm
I'll post the Twitter.
I'm waiting for the first person to write in and go, I would pick Alex Ross and the character of Batman.
Right, yeah.
Except, no.
No, it has to be one of the characters from the masks.
Right.
And I'll post the rules. Look for the episode post on the website. I'll post the rules, the Twitter hashtag, who you have to follow, all of that nonsense.
Nice.
All right?
Yep.
Let's take our first break.
Yes, OG, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 266, Trick or Treat.
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 266. Trick or treat.
And we have to tell people, you need to hang on till the end of the episode. That means after the music fades to find out how you can get your treat.
Don't forget, you can check us out online also over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You check out the photo gallery that goes along with this particular episode.
Unless you're listening on an iDevice like iPhone, iPod,
iPad.
QuickTime,
which
where you
will
can
see.
Right, you can see those images of things that we're talking about right as they happen.
And of course, you can give us a call over at our GVM line if you'd like to participate.
425-920-6050.
Let's do this.
Geek stuff. DVD news.
Uh-huh.
There's like three.
One of them I really have a problem with.
Is it Abraham Lincoln Vampire
Hunter? It is Hunter? Not. That I have to actually get that one. Yes?
Is it Star Wars The Clone Wars Season 4?
No, I really got to get that one too. I got to go buy DVDs, man.
So then it's Blade Runner the 30th Anniversary Collector's Edition.
Yes, it would be that one.
Why do you have
problem? Didn't we just have a collector's
edition? Didn't it come in that giant, like, in a suitcase thing? Or whatever? Look, it's like one a year.
Man.
It's one a year.
31st anniversary.
Yeah, exactly.
What we have to find out is what is different, if anything, about that DVD.
Right.
Or that Blu-ray versus the Blu-ray they released with the case.
God only knows. It's not labeled as director's cut. It's not labeled as special edition, extended cut. Runner. It just says 30th anniversary. So maybe it's just the original film.
I'm gonna have to check out reviews and see if it's actually worth getting.
So
but it kind of ticks me off. Clone Wars, however, the fourth season is supposed to be spectacular.
Yeah, I probably should catch up on that show. I'm somewhere halfway through season one.
And I'm a collection waiter on that one.
Right.
So this is my time.
Nice. All right.
An Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Who is not buying that movie?
That just looks fun as hell. I heard it did not get great reviews, but who gives a shit?
Who gives a crap? It's Abraham Lincoln killing vampires with an axe.
Hello. All right. Let's do this.
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comics.
Yes.
I've got three that
I've got.
Three for this week.
Okay. Well, I have The Shadow.
Right.
Number 6 by our friends over at Dynamite Entertainment.
Loverly.
Garth Ennis and Aaron Campbell are doing the honors on this book. This book continues to be fabulescent.
Right.
Yeah. Not much to say, really, about the Shadow. It is a classic pulpy character, and the story keeps going. The Shadow, I don't even think, appears in this issue at all, per se.
Well, that's interesting.
But it is interesting, sir.
As long as it moves the whatever along.
The story, sir. Yeah. Is that where you were going?
Yeah.
I have the final issue of Captain America.
Aww.
Number 19.
Until they release it again really next month now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. I believe there was a preview of that.
Marvel Now?
Book. No, there was a Marvel Now number 1 or something came out.
Really? I'll have to look that up.
There was a Captain America preview book.
I'll have to look that up on the Comixology.
Oh, yes?
I'm doing the digital books now.
Are you?
For certain things. Yes. I am.
I'm
Batgirl 13, I did the digital.
I don't read Batgirl.
And neither do I, but it's part of the Death of the Family storyline.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of want to read it.
So, it just Captain America just... Spoiler alert. Captain America just rides off on a motorcycle.
That's pretty. And when he reaches the edge of that cliff there, what will rise up on the other side is the Enterprise.
Really?
It's kind of what it looks like. It looks like the scene in the Star Trek.
World need of Captain America. I'm trying to see if
there's any. But isn't he the president? Oh, no, wait. That's in the Ultimates universe. I get them all confused. There's so many of them.
I wonder. Picked up the ship. Mission goes simple. No, there's nothing really, nothing really exciting about that. I picked up Batman The Dark Knight number 13, which is being drawn by David Finch, who is a real special man.
Really?
Yeah, he is really, for me, he's joined the, great artist, douchebag human
being. Did you meet him at New York Comic Con?
Yeah, I saw him at New York Comic Con.
Was he just dicky about it?
Tried to have a second,
right.
You know, chat with him for half a second, and he's a joy. He really is a joy. I'm going to put him right in the Mike Mignola category.
Yikes.
Where Howard Chaykin used to be, but graduated out of when he realized that, I really do need my fans to not hate my guts, so right. I probably shouldn't be a douchebag to them.
Okay.
However, that said, his art is phenomenal. There's no doubt about that.
Is he writing or is he drawing?
He's drawing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Greg Hurwitz is writing that book. So that continues to be great. I don't understand what the hubbub is about Batman Incorporated number 4.
Okay.
It's being written by Grant Morrison. There were like 3 different covers on this book, though. I'm a little confused. Wingman and Redbird, which again, it's kind of that perched on top of the edge of a building.
Right.
Thing that they did with who are the British ones? Squire and Knight.
Yeah.
And I believe they did a Batman and Robin that looked exactly like this as well. So they're going for that feel.
So they're trending, is what you're saying.
Trending, very good, sir. And yeah, so this looks really great. So I'm excited to read that. Grant Morrison, of course, makes it a must read. What do you have there, sir?
Well, I had Batman The Dark Knight as well. Talon number one out this week.
Oh yeah, right. I got it. It's actually in the other bag. Yeah.
So that I definitely want to check out, obviously, because I was a fan of that storyline. I'm a fan of that the character, so I'll definitely check that out. Talon Zero was actually a pretty good read too.
Mm-hmm.
The only Zero book I actually liked, I think. So I will definitely check that out. And of course, I also had the new Amazing Spider-Man. Which I've been reading because did you hear there's a hubbub around Amazing Spider-Man that apparently something that happens in 698 and 700, Spider-Man is no longer Peter Parker. Or some nonsense. I don't know.
I didn't hear anything about it.
I can't wait to read it so that I could repeat the Clone Saga history of my life. So I could cry a lot, get emo for a while, and then stop reading Marvel books entirely again. Because that's likely what's going to happen.
You know what's really great is I think, like I said, I think after like next week or next month, maybe it's next month, I think all my Marvel books are ending next month.
And I walk such a fine line with Marvel books that I have no problem dropping them like a good shit.
Yeah.
Just done.
And out.
If one issue I don't like,
I'm out.
See ya.
So I think at the end, it will just be Cap from now because the other Cap's gone.
Right.
And Daredevil, I don't think has been announced for now yet.
I don't know. I might check out some of the nows, but we'll see.
I don't think so. Is that all the books that you had?
That's all the books I had.
I had two trades to check out. This is Star Wars Agent of the Empire Volume 1, which a lot of people have been talking good about. Let me give you a little gray matter OG. Imperial power is at its height, with Palpatine on the throne and his chief enforcer Darth Vader leading fleets of Star Destroyers and legions of stormtroopers across the galaxy. The Empire is an unstoppable force of order and peace, but not every political problem requires military might. Not every negotiation depends on a show of force. Sometimes all diplomacy needs to succeed is the right man in the right place and the willingness to get the job done, no matter what it takes. Now this is J-A-H-A-N. What are you calling that?
J-A-H, John.
John Cross. That's pretty good, John. John.
There's
John.
No apostrophe in there or anything? No, it's got to be. It's John, maybe.
Meet John Cross, Agent of the Empire. Bum, bum, bum. So, I've heard really wonderful things about it. And Han Solo and Chewbacca are both in it, and we know it's during the lovely period of Star Wars history that everybody actually enjoys. So there you go. I wanted to check it out. This is the first. This actually collects. Oh, this story in the volume begins approximately 3 years before the events of New Hope. For other stories set during the same period, look for Star Wars Omnibus Boba Fett, blah, blah, blah. So they give you a little timeline. So this takes place before New Hope. Interesting. 1899 is going to get this. I believe this collects. I'm actually going to get that info for you as well. This volume collects issues 1 through 5 of Agent of the Empire. Iron Eclipse.
Yeah.
Is the name of the arc.
Lovely.
So there's that. And then I had to share this with you, OG.
What is that?
Paul Grist.
Yeah, but I don't.
Mudman, Volume 1.
Before.
Well, Paul Grist, you know, we've talked about Paul Grist on the show. Do you remember why?
I don't.
You sure?
I'm sure once you say it, I'll know it.
Jack Staff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So the artist of Jack Staff, a British artist who never makes it to these shores, yet somebody over there was nice enough to get me a Paul Grist sketch.
Right.
I wish I knew where
that was Matt.
I wish I knew where that sketch was.
Oh, no.
Currently. I think it's in my sketchbook.
Oh, it's I think it's in your sketchbook.
I think I tucked it in.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I think I saw it in your sketchbook.
I think, yeah. And so this is another of his characters, Mudman. Dun, dun, dun.
Interesting.
And this is Volume 1, which collects Mudman issues 1 through 5, and it runs you, if I'm reading this correctly, this says $9.99.
Nice.
Oh, it is $9.99.
That's great for
from
a trade.
Image Comics. Wow.
That's like an Amazon price. I mean, if I go to Amazon, I'd probably get it for like $7. Nice.
You wouldn't read it.
Why not?
Well, it's very stylized art. It's very, you know.
Don't presume I wouldn't read something.
What, did I meet you today?
No, but I'm okay with Jack Staff, so I would be interested in checking out
Mudman. Okay with Jack Staff is not, I'm going to run out and read Jack Staff.
Oh, I mean, you know.
You got to admit that you're not going to run out and read Jack Staff, are you?
No, not currently. Okay,
so what on earth would make me believe that you would run out and read a book called Mudman?
I might do it. That's all I'm saying. I might surprise you.
Unlikely.
Might surprise you.
Yeah, so that's from Paul Griss. So check that out. It's from Image Comics. I think I really like his stuff. I know a lot of I think it runs hot or cold. You either like his style or you don't. Right. I do. I like his storytelling style. Is very what's the right word? It's just cool. You know, it's a little retro-y and cool, and his own art style is really terrific, I think. So there's that. And then there's one other thing I wanted to mention that I didn't bring in.
Okay.
My Trader Waiter dreams came true on a book that you've been pushing me to read for months.
Which is?
Any guesses?
Saga?
Saga Volume 1.
Yes, I saw that came out last week, actually.
I did pick that up.
Excellent.
And I'm looking forward to reading it.
Most excellent.
So there's that. And that's all the books. Did you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, so we should go on to product, of which there is a few.
Geek Stuff, product reviews.
Let's start with this.
Yeah, let's, you know, we should say more regularly than we do what gigantic, enormous fans we are of the website thinkgeek.com. And I can't even tell you, every time I go on ThinkGeek, there's another thing that not only that I think we should talk about here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, but that we want for ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's really awesome that these guys are either making or finding the best geek paraphernalia out there. There is no site like ThinkGeek. No site like it at all. I mean, every single time. There's all stuff that we want. Yes, it's true. But there's also stuff that we want to share with our audience and so many things. So let's talk about this one. We're going to try to do a ThinkGeek product possibly every week if we can do it, because there's so many of them we think are so great. Let's talk about this one today. Now, I'm pretty sure this is made by ThinkGeek.
It looks that way.
Right? Yeah. This is something you don't see a lot. This is a geek thing for your pet.
That's right.
Right? And we're really excited that we were able to get one from ThinkGeek. It's the Zombie Foot Dog Toy.
Correct.
So it is a green zombie foot with the bone sticking out of the top.
Got a squeaker inside.
Squeaky nice dog song, toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have one here in the studio. It's really awesome.
These retail for $9.99. And they are available now.
And it's how awesome is it to have your dog just running around with a human zombie foot in its mouth squeaking away?
It is pretty fantastic.
It is. Sir?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, I think we're giving one away, aren't
we? We are going to give the one away that we got from ThinkGeek here. But we want to tell you also that this is the kind of innovative product that you're going to find ThinkGeek making and or selling. I mean, they do sell a lot of things that they don't make, but some of the things that they do make are really innovative and cool. And this is just one really great example. So we wanted to start off with this one because of the many things that we see and love on ThinkGeek, this one is just outstanding. And when we saw it, we're like, we got to talk about that. Got to talk about that. Because who makes geek things for dogs?
I hear you.
That's what I'm saying. Or pets, I guess.
Yeah, for pets.
I guess your cat could chew this.
Sure.
Right.
So I think what we're going to do for this one contest wise is we're going to be taking emails.
Yep.
You're going to send us an email at bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com.
That's right.
And you're going to put in the subject ThinkGeek.
ThinkGeek.
And what I think we should do.
ThinkGeek contest one.
Yeah. I think what we should do is now that we have a zombie foot dog toy.
Right.
You should tell us what other part of the body should be next. Zombie head. Zombie hand. And we'll pick one at random.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Because that's so easy.
I know, but let's make it easy. I want to give this to somebody.
I understand.
I want someone to win it.
Okay, that's fine. It's not like, you know, send us a drawing of the zombie.
No.
Too much?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Of course, we want to thank Think Geek for hooking us up with this zombie foot dog toy. You can check out the zombie foot dog toy over at thinkgeek.com, along with thousands.
And I'll post a link as well in the show.
Thousands of other products as well from Think Geek. And we're so happy to be able to continue our relationship with Think Geek and keep talking about these really terrific and innovative geek products. And we'll be very excited to talk about one next week as well. So don't forget to tune in for that. Zombie foot dog toy. It's a hard rubber chew toy for your dog. I think the dog running around with it in its mouth is going to look awesome. $9.99. Check out thinkgeek.com.
Let's move on to some DC products.
You want to do yours? Because yours was from Comic-Con.
I do. And it's quick. I don't want to spend a ton of time on it. But this was from DC Collectibles.
Yeah, I don't know. You seemed really excited about this. And then you got your hate on about it.
Well, I have mixed emotions about it. Ooh. This is the Batman figure based on artwork by Aardman, the gentleman who does Wallace and Gromit.
Right.
Okay. So at first I thought it was really great. And it's from that, they do the shorts during, I forgot, what is it? Is it Adult Swim?
I think it's Adult Swim.
Yeah, anyway. So at first I really loved it. And then I had my hate on for it. And then I some of the subtle nuances I've fallen in love with, but there seems to be some quality control issues.
Okay.
The first thing I should say is, would you say that is 8 inches? Because it had a super big head?
No, I'd say six inches. Yeah.
So that's real. It's got that giant, ginormal Wallace and Gromit looking head.
It really is like a 3-inch body and a 3.5-inch
head.
Neck and head, I guess.
Three points of articulations. The arms move and the head moves.
Right.
Things I like about this figure, other than it's based on that style.
Okay.
I like that it looks like sculpted clay.
I'm going to agree with you on that. It really looks like a hand sculpted piece that was done.
Yeah, they really were able to get down that look and feel of the texture of the clay. That's awesome.
He looks like...
Yeah, he does. He looks like a giant bat dildo.
A peen, sir. with a receptacle tip.
But mine has some... Mine has some quality issues. Like it looks like there's spilt glue on the bat logo.
Really?
Yeah, there's like a smudge and it's like scraped in glue. And then it's on his foot too. It's shiny. And I don't think that's supposed to be sculpted in there. I think that's a quality control issue.
Oh, maybe. The only way to really know though would be to get another one.
And compare it. But so I guess if you have one of these, maybe let me know if you have that issue as well.
Now,
but
were these New York Comic Con exclusives?
They were New York Comic Con exclusives.
Okay.
They were available, I think, at the DC Collectibles booth and as well as the Graffiti Designs booth.
I thought only Graffiti Designs.
It might have been.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But okay. It was a Comic Con exclusive. It is a great looking piece aside from the couple of quality control issues. Definitely if you're a fan of Batman or a fan of the Wallace and Gromit stuff, it's a worthwhile grab.
Nice. And speaking of DC Collectibles,
there are things about that I like.
Well, let's say what it is first before you hash into it. This is the Harley Quinn Anakami version 2 figure.
Right.
So I think I said this already. I'm not really as big a fan of this one as I was of the last one.
The first one was infinitely better.
It seemed more like Harley Quinn.
The design was infinitely better. I'll tell you what I like about this. I like the interchangeable masks. I think that's kind
of
cool.
And there's three of them.
But there is three of them. But the best part about that is Batgirl's busted up helmet.
That she's holding above. Yeah, that one's really
cool. That's pretty cool. That's a cool accessory.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like some of the Anakami stuff. I just don't think this design is spectacular.
So here's what I think
she
about
looks
this.
Like Medusa.
No, you know, well, I mean, she does have the, you know, the bells on the end of the, it's much more like an Italian Harlequin.
Yes.
Than Harley Quinn.
Correct.
Right. So here's what I think about this. This to me seems like a really great attempt at a cosplay costume.
Okay.
Right. Speaking of which, did our
no, not yet.
Oh no. Oh, no, okay. Not yet. I sent it to you, didn't I?
No.
I didn't?
No.
Oh, I finished. I thought I sent it to you.
No.
Okay. That aside, then I won't promote that yet. That's what this seems like. And we saw a bunch of interesting Harley Quinns at New York Comic Con, but that's what this seems like to me.
Right.
The sculpting is fantastic, and she's cute as a button. But is this Harley Quinn only in so much as you can see there are certain things that make her Harley Quinn, like she's holding up Batgirl's helmet.
Right.
Her Batgirl's busted up helmet, yeah. I should say. And that it is, you know, that if you put the sort of normal or just over the eyes yes. mask part on, that really makes her Harley Quinn, the character. The other two masks, though, kind of just...
One's a masquerade type mask.
Right. And the other one is more of, again, more of like a Harley... Like a Harlequin.
The other one reminds me of like the porcelain masks that you find. You know, like those porcelain Harlequin yeah, masks that you find?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's it. I think the piece is about, what, 9 inches tall or so?
Yeah. What's that thing retail? $50?
Yes. I think it's $70.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Way too expensive.
Wow. DC Collectibles went up a little bit.
Way too expensive.
Yeah, so that's kind of the Anikami. I have to say this, and I almost... dread saying it, but it just seems like since DC Collectibles was formed out of the more fun and exciting and certainly more relevant DC Direct, I have to say there's been a dip. Prices have gone up, product has gone down, in my opinion. But that said, there's still a lot of great stuff going on. Batman Black and Whites continue. They don't continue the way that we would like to have them continue, but they continue.
Sure.
Some of the collectibles, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, the Titan Joker is still really a fabulous.
That was a cool piece, but that wasn't DC Collectibles, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I thought that was that Asian company.
No, Square Enix? No, yeah. That was DC Collectibles.
Oh, okay.
You might have thought that based on the price point.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it was mad expensive. But no, that's actually DC Collectibles. Yeah. So there it is. You can check it out. It's Anikami Harley Quinn version 2 figurine, if you will. PVC figurine. That's all I got for a product.
That's it?
Oh. Well, in that case, OG, we'll take our final break, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 266, Trick or Treat.
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 266, Trick or Treat.
Don't forget to stay tuned right at the end of the episode after the music plays for your shot at the treat.
That's right. And also don't forget that we are running two contests tonight.
Yes,
two. The Rich Page Twitter contest.
Uh-huh. I'll and post what's the prize?
It's one of his exclusive hand-painted pieces.
Oh.
And
That will be available at Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the online store.
That is coming soon.
Uh-huh.
And his new sculpt, his new character, Pepper Popcorn. We are getting the first of that, and it's our own. It's an Big Kev's Geek Stuff exclusive colorway.
Oh.
Look for pictures of that as well.
Right.
And look for the store shortly. That piece will be up in the store in about 2 weeks, but the store will launch before that with the exclusive Gato Muerto stickers from New York Comic Con, as well as our stickers and maybe some other stuff. So
sweet.
So that'll be all happening very soon.
And we're talking to other people as well.
We are talking to other people as well. That's going to be moving fast, I hope.
Hopefully.
And some more exclusives coming down the pipeline.
Yes.
Also, don't forget, you can check us out online, BigKevsGeekStuff.com. And at the GVM line.
You know what else you can check out?
What?
Superpower Collectibles.
SuperpowerCollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness. Statues, toys, busts, comic books, etc., etc. And don't forget, of course, there is a coupon code if you're shopping there. Use coupon code
BigKev. And you will receive $10 off any $50 order and free shipping over any for any order over $99.
That's correct. So don't forget, check out Superpower Collectibles.
SuperpowerCollectibles.com. OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Arrow's been picked up for the full season. Michael Fassbender made the Assassin's Creed movie move faster than Crave cereal through my system.
Wow.
Captain America.
Less the painful, Soldier. Though.
Less painful. Captain America.
Crave cereal. Listen, we're going to put this public service announcement out again. Do not eat Crave cereal.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier, gets Frank Grillo as Crossbones. The Iron Man tree trailer.
Iron Man tree.
Had some interesting things in it.
It did.
Including War Machine in his best Patriot armor.
I'm going to reiterate that I said Captain America 2 would be called the Winter Soldier the day Captain America opened.
Famke Johnson appearing in Wolverine 2 helped the Four Horsemen make Grayskull a possibility. Masks, the Dynamite crossover. And the Lego Star Wars Planet Series 3 and 4 with the exclusive, not really an exclusive, but with this special planet this time around, Asteroid Field.
Asteroid Field.
Lego. What the fuck?
They dropped the planet on that one.
They did drop the planet on that one. Of course, in DVDs this week, there are three things that we mentioned. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter out this week. Also, Star Wars, The Clone Wars Season 4. And Blade Runner, the what the fuck is on this 30th anniversary edition.
That's what it should be. What the fuck edition. In comics this week, we talked about Batman Incorporated, number 4. Dark Knight, Batman the Dark Knight, 13. The final issue of Captain America, number 19, until next month or 2 months. The Shadow, number 6. From Dynamite, also OG, you had a couple of books too.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man 696.
Right.
Talon number 1.
Oh, I forgot that.
And I think that was it for me.
And also a couple of trades to check out. Mudman Volume 1 from Image Comics. And also from Dark Horse Comics, Star Wars Agent of the Empire Volume 1. Iron Eclipse is the name of that one.
And of course, in our product tonight, we talked about the zombie foot dog toy from ThinkGeek, ThinkGeek.com for some really awesome products.
ThinkGeek.com. Holy crud.
And don't forget, I will post the rules to that contest in the episode notes as well on how you can enter to win that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we talked about the DC Collectibles Aardman Batman figure, which was a New York Comic Con exclusive. Great figure. Has some quality control issues, but still a fun piece to have in your collection. And of course, you had
the Anakami Harley Quinn version 2 PVC figure. I think OG and I overall were okay with it. We're not in love with it. It's a little bit out there. It's a little, you know, too far off the mark for my liking. But it's going to run you about $70 from DC Collectibles. Yeah, it's a little pricey. And that was it, OG.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, including our show notes, episode gallery, a link to our message boards. Of course, that's hosted by October Toys and Toy Break. We have some of our videos up there. Of course, you can check us out on Twitter at BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG. Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Like us, please.
Yes.
Don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes. Please subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And I think, Big Kev, that is it.
And with that, OG, we will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, as we end all episodes, by saying goodnight, Castle Grayskull, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar.
Oh, gee, we did say trick or treat, right?
We did, in fact, say trick or treat.
Trick!